All right. It is about 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock. A lovely Friday morning here in Humboldt County, that is for sure. And today is November 22nd, and that is National Stop the Violence Day. It is a day of unspeakable tragedy that took place in 1963, the assassination of President Kennedy, which we have turned into a day of peace and a day of hope, and a day that we are giving out a nice cash award of $2,240 to a worthy charity that does stuff on the front lines here in Humboldt County. And this time we have chosen Two Feathers to be our recipient. And we've got a whole bunch of folks from Two Feathers in here. So Blair, you're the executive director of Two Feathers. Why don't you introduce everyone we've got in here?
All right. Thanks, Cliff, for having us on your show.
Absolutely.
So my name is Blair Cruiser. I'm the executive director of Two Feathers. I'm a Hoopa tribal member, and I've brought some of my amazing team members here. So I'll just have them introduce themselves real quick.
Go for it.
Hello, my name is Shaylin Mastin. I am the cultural coordinator for Two Feathers, Native American Family Services, Yurok tribal member.
And I'm Yvonne Guido. I am the substance abuse counselor at Two Feathers, and I am a Karuk tribal member.
And my name is Kayla Henry. I am the advocate for Two Feathers, and I am a Yurok tribal member.
Fantastic. Thank you all for coming in. I know you guys do a lot for the Native American community. You guys have been part of our Stop the Violence campaign for many years. And you guys are right there on the front lines dealing with all kinds of different issues. Obviously, domestic violence, a big part of it. Substance abuse, child abuse, all kinds of different things. Last night, I was at a big conference that took place at, I think they call it the Sequoia Community Center, where we had Senator Mike McGuire, along with California's first Attorney General, Nadine Burke-Harris. And you folks were evoked several times about doing such wonderful work in the community. It was a very well attended event, overflow crowd. So, good job, guys. Were any of you present for that?
I was able to attend with one of our families from Two Feathers, and it was an amazing event,
wasn't it?
It really was.
It really was. It was fantastic. So, folks may not be aware of your organization, but you've been around for some time. How long?
That's right. So Two Feathers has been around for more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. We're a tribally chartered nonprofit of the Big Lagoon Ranch area. And primarily, until the last 2 years, we've been focused on stopping violence, like you said.
Right.
Really supporting survivors in terms of getting into shelter and advocating for them in any way we can so that they can be safe. Mm-hmm. We've really expanded our services in the last 2 years. So these are some of our new staff here with me. We have individual counseling that we provide, substance abuse counseling. We do intensive case management and wraparound services, advocacy, and then we've really expanded our cultural programming. We believe that young people, the stronger they are in their identity as Native people, the healthier they're going to be. And what you talked about in terms of the ACEs, what Dr. Burke-Harris had talked a lot about is many of the things that are going to help protect our kids are free, you know, that's social support, love. And so that's a lot of what we focus on. We say we never give up on our kids. That's one of our values. So that's where we really focus. And however we can meet the community's need, we're there. And so hopefully people will come to us when they need help.
Absolutely. And one of the things they talked about was that big hug, you know.
Yes.
You know, giving that big hug as, you know, folks who have the good news that we took out of that big conference last night was that no matter how high your ACEs score happens to be, it's never too late to get that hug and to you know, make things better.
Yes.
And so you know the best I can do to help with that hug is to give you some unrestricted funds to do what you guys do best, and I'm happy to be able to to do that.
Well, thank you so much. We're so honored to get this award, and I just wanted to tell you all that we usually have really limited funding to provide emergency shelter, and so I'm going to take the money and reserve it for those families that we can't serve to get into shelter, so thank you.
Yeah, I know that having been on boards of various different nonprofits, unrestricted funds are just one of those magic things. It's like, whoa!
Exactly.
Fantastic. So, and, you know, the good news is that the Stop the Violence Fund will be going on forever, even though I'm leaving the station. You know, the thing has been set to continue on. So there'll be awards given out every year, and that makes me happy. You know, I will still have a say as to where it goes, even though I won't be here. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things you do. You talked about, you know, the fact that you do a lot of work with domestic violence, which of course has been, you know, has been one of those kind of like little secret things in the Native American community.
Yes.
That it's kind of like swept under the rug, but it's you know, it's something that, you know, has been around just like with every community.
Sure. So in terms of what I think is special about Two Feathers is that because we have been around for so long, there is a lot. Also, most of our staff is Native, and so there's a lot of trust that we have in the community where I feel like people feel safe to come to us for help. And providing those emergency services makes it to where people actually feel like their needs are getting met, you know, immediately right now. So I don't know, Kayla, if you wanted to say any more about our advocacy services.
Some of our services just involve some individual counseling for our youth, and that's in school and out of school for the youth who have been sexually assaulted or experienced violence in their lifetime. We provide crisis counseling for some of our adults, court and school advocacy, and interagency advocacy, so trying to get other agencies involved to build a support system around the survivor. And then we provide emergency services such as food, shelter, clothing, depending on our funds. So it's really great to be able to have a little bit more in the year for shelter because our funds are almost out for that. So.
Anyone else?
You want to talk about Shay is going to share a little bit about our cultural programming. We've been really getting a lot of our women involved that are survivors, and Yvonne can talk some about that too in terms of building up their support network amongst other women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm a big part of the program that I work with is our Making Relatives program, and the whole belief or our value around the Making Relatives is we wrap our families up just as if they're part of our immediate family. The work that I got to do last summer is our families. Some families may never have been introduced to our local ceremonies, to their culture. And this summer we were able to take families to each and one of our brush dances, and moms got to dress their daughters and watch them go into the dance. Moms got to watch their boys dance for the first time. And then the best part of the whole summer was at the end, I wasn't able to attend the last dance, and these families that we had supported throughout the summer found their way. They felt comfortable enough to go to these ceremonies on their own and were able to, you know, feel a part of. And so that was like the best gift that we could have gotten out of that whole summer.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So, there has been just lately a lot of news, a lot of kind of historic stuff dealing with Native American issues, such as the city of Eureka giving back the island of Tolowat to the Wiat tribe, which was extraordinary. And as far as I know, this is the only time this has happened in history. This has not happened before. And so that was wonderful. It was a you know, I was there back in, I think it was the 2004, somewhere in there, when, you know, the first 40 acres was given back and the shell mound and all that. But then to see the rest of that, it was just very moving, and I was very happy to broadcast that over the radio. And the other win just happened last night, which was just kind of amazing. The Terra Gen project was slated to be built on sacred Wiat land. It was vehemently opposed by the Wiat tribe. And Ted Hernandez, you know, spoke before the Planning Commission, as did Cheryl Seidner, and a lot of momentum built around that. There was so much so that last night the Planning Commission backed down. That's huge. Absolutely
monumental.
It's monumental. I don't think most people expected to see that. It will be appealed, but that was a major thing and a big win for the Wiat tribe.
Good job, Mr. Hernandez.
Yeah. Who I saw last night also. I was at the that big big event. So fantastic. Keep up the great work. And I'm happy that we can help out in our small way with this gift from the Stop the Violence Fund.
And thank you for inviting us here on your last day at the radio station.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm pretty honored to be one of your guests. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Cliff.
Absolutely. It does my heart good. Thank you so much. Alrighty, I think Patrick is on his way. He'll be here in about 10 minutes, from what I understand. He's got the check. So.
Yeah, we're not leaving without the check.
Yeah, do not leave without the check. We'll get a picture of that, and we'll put that up on our website as well.